Elon Musk's Twitter censors Alipak ad on documentation of non-citizen voters citing hate speech. By Lucas Nolan on April 25, 2024. Americans for Legal Immigration PAC. Alipak has withdrawn support for Elon Musk's X/Twitter after the platform censored its ad promoting a new website and forum section aimed at documenting non-citizen and illegal migrant voters. On April 17, Alipak launched a press release announcing the creation of noncitizenvoters.com, a website dedicated to collecting documentation of non-citizen and illegal migrant voters. The purpose of the site is to assist media, lawmakers, candidates, and voters in addressing this acknowledged national issue. However, the X/Twitter ad promoting the press release and information, which quickly gained 44,000 views, was censored and halted by Elon Musk's company. William Gein, spokesman for Alipak, said in a post, "Today we are releasing Twitter's emails to us declaring that felony committing non-citizen and illegal migrant voters are a protected group on X and promoting documentation and sources proving we have a system-wide problem with this form of election fraud is considered hate speech, hateful content which they will block." The release and post was flooded by comments on both X/Twitter and Facebook, claiming that anyone concerned about the issue of illegal migrant voters was lying and a racist. Alipak notified a national network of activists and encouraged them to respond to the trolls with links and sourced citations. Alipak believes that many of the commenters are online trolls, referring to them as China trolls or laughing trolls. According to Alipak, these trolls are hired by unknown paymasters and attack people in groups, use the same language, and target accounts that have low visibility and are shadow banned, such as at Alipak. These trolls also appear to have a poor understanding of basic English and the issues at hand, according to Alipak. They respond very quickly to certain content, which suggests that they are searching platforms to find targeted content about immigration, Ukraine, and other related topics. When Alipak contested the censorship of their ad by X/Twitter and inquired why it was censored, Twitter initially stated, "Our team manually reviewed your content and confirmed that it violates our hateful content policy. Hate speech or advocacy against a protected group, individual, or organization." However, when asked where it was written that people of many races violating American election laws and committing felonies by voting as non-citizens are a protected group, Twitter changed its stance and claimed that the ad was targeting countries not permitted for advertising political content. Alipak, a registered political action committee, responded by citing a recent article in The Guardian stating that Twitter allows U.S. political candidates and parties to advertise. They asked for clarification on whether the current Twitter X political content policy prohibits their political advertising in the United States or if a change needs to be made to allow their ads to run only in the United States. Twitter did not respond and instead reiterated their claim that the ad violates their hate speech rules. Read more at Alipak here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.